Is this official walk-up music now for Sophia?
I remembered it from last year, so I'm hoping it's still okay. I should have asked probably.
She maybe is changing. Is she going to change it?
Well, let's find out. And let's also find out if she would have wanted another year of high school and if her dad, who was a high school football coach, would have advocated for that. And on top of all that, of course, what we normally get from her is great insight into your Milwaukee Brewers. It is our friend from the Brewers and Fox Sports Wisconsin. It's our friend Sophia Minnert. Sophia, good morning. We have missed you. Welcome back.
Good morning, guys. It's so good to hear your voices again and Return of the Mac. What a classic. I mean, now I feel like I'm mentally locked in for this.
All right, Sophia, so we discussed this yesterday. You're down in Arizona, I believe, correct?
I am, yes.
Okay, so weather, 12 months on the year. Which weather are you picking, Arizona's or Wisconsin's?
Oof. Man, I'm going to say Wisconsin because I do like having the four seasons. Obviously I would trade out the winter if I had the power to do so, but the Arizona summers are just as uncomfortable for different reasons.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And that's the way our polling ended up coming. What was this morning like? What give us the weather conditions today.
Oh my God.
The weather conditions today. Well, you know, it's chilly in the mornings, which I use the word chilly carefully because I know that this is going to be an unpopular opinion against my fellow Wisconsinites. But I mean, it can be in the 40s early in the morning. And I think, you know, by the time I got here, it was in the 50s, and hopefully by first pitch at 1 o'clock today, we're at 70. I think we're looking at low 70s for the high today. So, I mean, it's by the time you get to midday, it's beautiful. But then it does get cooler at night. So I would say you kind of go through a couple different climates in a day here.
Great to be joined by our meteorologist, Sophia Minnert, on Wildy and Tausch.
What's the barometric pressure down there right now?
Of all the things going on, I didn't expect to be talking about the weather.
Well, congratulations, because we're not going to get to Jackie Bradley Jr. for a while here, because we also have another question for you, which you never know what you're walking into on this show, and we appreciate how often you play along, even though we're total knuckleheads about stuff. We were talking before you came on about this decision by the state of Kentucky to allow seniors to return for an extra year of high school and thereby extra year of high school athletics, extracurricular activities. Now, I am happy to say that I did not peak in high school because that I would have had a very pathetic existence then.
Still waiting to peak.
I'm still grinding. Yeah, rise and grind. Sophia, you know, you obviously have had an incredible career that is still continuing to climb as well. You also are the daughter of a high school coach, teacher, administrator. Would you have gone back for a fifth year of high school, or were you ready to take your talents to Marquette University?
As much as I loved my time at Edgewood, I absolutely not would have returned for a fifth year. I would have punted on that and moved on to college. If anything, I would have wanted an extra year of college. But by high school, I mean, I was my senior year, I was ready to go. And I think my parents would probably tell you the same thing. They were probably ready for me to leave too. So I guess I understand why, but I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't want to do it.
Okay, so now I'm going to have to ask, because you know what a huge Al Minnert fan I am.
And
he doesn't even follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, and I still like him. How about that? I must
that
really like
him. We can make that happen.
Yeah, you've been saying that for months. All right, so here's what I have to ask, because you are such an amazing person and a great friend. Were you one of those kind of, you know, high school girls that don't get along with their parents, that they were ready for you to move on? Because my daughters are never going to be that way. They're going to love their mom and dad and never argue with them when they're in high school, ever. And I would certainly, as a parent, want to keep them for a fifth year of high school. But the fact that your parents were ready for you to move on makes me wonder why.
I mean, I would like to think I was a pretty easy child to parent throughout high school. I mean, it was just different for us because my dad was in the building. You know, we really couldn't get away. Now I say we, I mean my brothers and I, we couldn't get away with anything because he was there. And if anything, I feel like he would draw the line with some teachers and say, hey, I don't need to hear about how my kids are doing in your class. Just let them tell me. You know, he tried to be respectful of that, too. So, but I think like every kid and parent, right, you go through times where, you know, they probably thought I had an attitude or was asking too much or, you know, testing the limits of my independence once you start driving. So, yeah, I think, I mean, they weren't ready to kick me out, but I think it was just a good time for everyone when I finally went to college.
Well, we're testing the limits of having you on as a guest and not asking you much about the Brewers. So it's time to do that, shall we say. Let's talk a little bit. I don't know, has it been officially announced, the big, as Ashton likes to call it, JBJ signing, or are you a mum on that until we have that officially?
It has not been confirmed by the club, but all the reports indicate that he has chosen to sign a deal with the team. So we're waiting for confirmation on that from the team.
That's a lot of, that's potentially a lot of, good leather work, on this team and mm-hmm. in the outfield and in center field. If this does occur, what does it mean, for the Brewers outfield?
Well, it's huge. I mean, Craig Counsell talks about run prevention all the time. And by that, he means, you know, it's pitching and defense combined. And I think just with the moves that they have made in the offseason, acquiring Colton Wong, who is a two-time Gold Glover in the infield at second base, now potentially adding Jackie Bradley Jr., you're adding a third Gold Glove outfielder with Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich. And this is a guy who's in a really good spot in his career. You know, he's 30 years old. He's been an all-star, Gold Glover. He's won 2 World Series, 8 years of major league experience. He's a terrific defensive outfielder. And when we did talk to Craig Counsell this morning, he said, you know, that's definitely been a priority for them, is investing in defense. They feel like they've done that. This is another move that would support that. And they don't see it as like, oh, we have a fourth outfielder. He says we now have a group of starting outfielders and the playing time will work itself out. And, you know, the other caveat to this is that Lorenzo Cain opted out. He only played 5 games last season. And so they're going to take it slow with getting Lorenzo acclimated. And so having a player like Jackie Bradley Jr., if that eventually becomes official, that's about as good of insurance as you could have to give Lorenzo Cain time to get ready to be the center fielder this year.
God, you are so amazing at doing that sort of thing, because I would have been fired by a club long ago for saying things the wrong way. You mentioned Colton Wong. I was watching his mm-hmm. Zoom interview the other day, and he was talking about how one of the things that drew him to the Brewers was their use of analytics. Now, mm-hmm. as someone who loves the movie Moneyball, mm-hmm. I was told during that film that defense doesn't matter. That's why you can put Scott Hatteberg at first base when he doesn't know how the hell to play first base. Is there been a shift in analytics? Because if you're a team that believes in analytics and believes in defense, those two don't necessarily go hand in hand based on what I learned from Brad Pitt. Is that something different than the way Moneyball used to be?
Yeah, it is a little bit different. And I think that's where, you know, the run prevention philosophy comes in, right? Because the Brewers, the last couple seasons have been one of the teams that shift most often in the infield. I think last year they were 3rd in the league with like 45% of the time they were shifting in the infield. And that's to take hits away. That's to take hits away. That's to prevent runs. That's anticipating where a hitter is going to hit the ball and trying to help your pitcher out to get through more efficient innings. And if your defense can help your pitcher, that's generally going to help your team win games. And that's what Craig Counsell was talking about this morning is, you know, the value of defensive players, guys like Colton Wong, like Lorenzo Cain, getting him back, now adding potentially Jackie Bradley Jr. The value of defensive players is just as impactful as a guy like Christian Yelich who can hit 30 homers for you. You know, the skill sets may be different, but ultimately it still adds wins. So the Brewers have definitely kind of hung their hat on that defensive philosophy with shifting in the infield. And, you know, Colton was actually pretty honest about the fact that in St. Louis, they were one of the teams that shifted the least. The Cardinals typically play pretty old school. They play defense pretty straight up. And it's something that he hasn't done a lot of, but he's willing to do it, obviously, because he knows this is kind of a newer way of playing. And it's kind of been part of the game, especially for the Brewers, the last couple of years.
Sophia, last one for me. I saw this article, I think Adam McAlvey wrote it, about Brent Suter, and we all remember the playoffs and how that went. What have you learned about it? It sounds like he went through some pretty dark times.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you think back to that game in the playoff series against the Dodgers, it was, as someone who knows Brent, it was honestly, and I think fans felt this way too, because he's such a fan favorite. It was really heartbreaking to watch. You know, I mean, you were watching a pitcher at like probably the loneliest moment on the mound that you could have, where it was clear that he just didn't have command and the game was speeding up on him. And it was just so uncharacteristic of him, because he is one of the best strike throwers and has some of the best command of anyone on this team. And it was just hard to watch him like go through that inning and try to get a feel for it. And he just couldn't. And they did, you know, they did end up losing the game. And he was, as you would expect from him, just a completely stand up guy at a really difficult moment after the game when he spoke to the reporters. And I had a conversation with him too a couple of days ago about that, of like, it really affected him deeply. You know, he was pretty depressed about it, which it's hard to imagine because Brent is such a high energy, positive, like joyful person. He was pretty depressed about it. It was hard for him to eat. He really had to like lean on the support of his family and his teammates to kind of get through it. But he said it really affected him. And it also affected kind of how he approached the off season. He kind of really locked in physically, and he spent a lot of time. And I've seen him doing this now in the clubhouse, is like, he's really, committed to like mental work of journaling and meditation and reflection and, you know, working through all of that stuff, so things like that don't happen to him again. Cause he felt like it was one of those rare times where he just mentally wasn't equipped to handle what was happening to him physically on the mound.
Sophia, one last thing before we let you go. We had Jordan Zimmerman on the show a couple of weeks ago, the second most famous athlete to come out of the greater Auburndale Metroplex. when will we see more of him and get a feel for where he's at and whether he can, A, make and, B, help this ball club?
Yeah, he's a really intriguing option for them when pitching and innings. That's going to be a story that we talk about all season long, you know, of jumping from 60 games to 162. So he's competing for a roster spot. He's definitely a candidate for someone that could fill a lot of innings if he can be healthy. And he's got to prove that first, right? Is prove that he's healthy, prove that, you know, his stuff is where he wants it to be. He's got the command back. That's just been a major issue for him the last couple seasons with Detroit. But he did pitch in a game 2 days ago, so I would expect him to pitch most likely tomorrow, is how they're cycling guys through. They gradually build up, so he pitched an inning 2 days ago. His next time out, he'll pitch two innings. So for him, the biggest thing is just proving health, proving his stuff, proving command. I've heard really good things about what he's brought to the clubhouse already, just in terms of, you know, they have a really talented pitching staff, but it's pretty young, you know, with the exception of Brett Anderson. And so you bring in a veteran guy like Jordan Zimmerman, who's been in the league for 13 years, a Wisconsin native. You know, he said, you know, when he was coming out of Point, he was hopeful he would get drafted by the Brewers, and it just didn't work out. So it's been kind of a full circle journey for him, and hopefully it works out.
Well, we know that you would not have gone back for a fifth year of high school. We don't know how Al and your mom would have felt about it either. But I can tell you this, if you can make time for us on a regular basis, we will be thrilled to have you back for another baseball season with us. Thanks, Sophia.
I'm all in. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You should never, ever say that to us, because we are going to abuse your commitment to our program. She should know better than that, but we love her anyway. Thanks to Sophia for giving us her insights into the Brewers.